Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Jeff Chandler, contributing writer to WPTavern.com, and I'm doing sort of an impromptu candid conversation here with Tom McFarlane of TomMcFarlane.com. And Tom, thanks for joining me today to talk about a couple of things that you and I both feel are important to us and maybe important to a lot of other people in this WordPress community we appreciate being in.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the invitation, and I'm glad we have the opportunity to talk.
So on today's, well, I don't want to call it a show, but on in this conversation we're going to have, we're going to talk about community behavior in WordPress, maybe sometimes outside of WordPress. We're going to talk about the issue of civil discourse, communication issues, how this is not really a WordPress problem. It's a people problem. And I think to sort of set the stage, Tom, your article, which was about the WordPress community, a comedy of drama, ego, oligarchies, and more, kind of set the stage for further discussions. Ended up having, I think, was around 100 comments or something. You ended up having a lot of comments on your article, and some of the comments ended up getting into some areas that sort of are proof of the point and things that we're going to be discussing here today, but sort of give the audience, the people listening, sort of an overview, first of all, into what inspired you to write this post and what your post was about.
Okay, sure. So the short of it, because we're going to be spending some time talking about this as the episode or as the conversation goes on, the short of it is that in terms of witnessing some of the behavior that I've seen around WordPress over the last few years in being involved it just kind of struck a nerve to me. Things kind of, I feel like, came to a head with some of the comments that I've seen floating around certain blogs, some tweets that I've seen, things like that. And really, it's not so much that I think that people are setting out, well, I will say that some people are setting out, I believe, to be vindictive and flat out mean, but I don't think that everyone, or I would like to think that everyone that sets out the comment about their opinions on WordPress, what's going into WordPress, what's not making it into WordPress, etc. I don't necessarily think they have the worst of intentions when they set out, but there, I feel like that there is a way in which we can be very respectful to one another, where you can talk about a topic and not a person. But what ends up happening is I see these comment threads, or even these tweet conversations or Twitter conversations, what have you, they devolve into these personal attacks, to where you've got a person who's working on this feature in WordPress, and maybe you disagree with it and maybe you don't. Whatever the case may be, you have to remember to keep the target of the conversation about the feature and not going in after the person. And the other thing is that with respect to WordPress, a lot of the people that follow the circles that we're in, especially those who read Tavern, the people who read my blog, things like, and other people's blogs, are of, they're more technically minded. They're maybe programmers, or they're very familiar with WordPress, and they're comfortable in terms of if WordPress, if they need to make a change in WordPress, they know how to do so. And so there's a lot of this talk about things, and a lot of this really vitriolic conversation that's happening around things that, even if something is going into WordPress that you philosophically disagree with, you still have the ability to change it. And the people who are building these features are giving us the outlet to do that. So it's not like we're being handcuffed into using something. And so I tried to bring some attention to some of the things that are happening, like this is a really hot topic, and I don't want to go down this road because I myself don't have a strong opinion on this, but people will be talking about the customizer or the menu system.
Or we get into debates with GPL, or we get into issues where a change is made either by Automatic or the foundation that a lot of people disagree with or see it's wrong, or maybe he's overstepping his boundaries. I mean, it even goes well beyond just code.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And the things that I ended up addressing in my post didn't necessarily branch that far out, although I think that that is something that's important to bring up. And in the post that I wrote, it was genuinely meant to be in good spirit of, hey, WordPress is a fantastic piece of software, and it's got a lively and vibrant and smart community around it. But right now we have some disruption that's happening, not in the terms of, you know, disrupting a market like the app developers or whatever want to talk about, but we just have some very tense moments that are happening within the community, and that bums me out. I'm not a hippie, and if you are, there's nothing wrong with that. And I even tend to be pessimistic. But when I look at what WordPress has done for my life and for other people's lives, from where it's come from and from where it's headed, I firmly believe that it's not like we're a sinking ship and we're beyond some kind of point of no return. I don't even think that this is a unique problem. It might be unique to us, but I tried to bring up just some things that I think that I've noticed within WordPress and that we should be more respectful to one another. The comments really devolved into a lot of things that I wish they hadn't. And there's a lot wrapped up in there in terms of the issues that were brought up. There's the idea of comment moderation and things like that we can talk about later. But in short, I've seen that I and a lot of people have watched the community become snarky, arrogant, and too critical. We can't have respectful debates, and we seem far more concerned with throwing these 140 character darts at one another, subtweeting or not, than we are in actually trying to solve a problem. And I think that if there's anyone watching us from the outside trying to determine if they want to get involved in WordPress or not, we are not reflecting how good it really can be and how good it has been at times.
Yeah, and I know in your article you said that not only does it probably from the outside, the periphery of WordPress, look embarrassing, but there's a lot of people on the inside, deeper within the project, closer to the vest of the project, that maybe should look in the mirror and possibly feel embarrassed as well for either maybe not correcting the behavior or participating in the way to show leadership that, you know, to show others that, hey, this is not right. This is not how you go about trying to solve the problem or to speak your case. And, you know, you and I, how long have you been involved in the WordPress community? I mean, how many of these types of customizer-esque events have you witnessed?
I couldn't count them on one hand. That doesn't mean that there has been that. I don't mean to imply that there's been that many, but I tend to, you know, I think Brad Williams of Web Dev Studios happened to tweet something out a little while ago who said, you know, Drama Press or WP Drama, one of those hashtags, it tends to come and go, and it's been bad before, and it simmers down, and it'll be bad again, and it'll simmer down. And I've watched the wave come and go. Like, this isn't new to me, even though I've not written much about it and I haven't talked much about it. But I feel like my involvement right now is deeper with WordPress than it's ever been. And so it's not like I felt like I had this obligation to step forward and say anything, but I felt like in terms of writing, this was just a time that I felt like I wanted to share my perspective on it. And so in terms of how many things I've seen, I mean, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but I mean, I remember very clearly, I can't believe it's been 5 years since the thesis GPL debate.
Oh yeah. You want to bring up probably the most well-known instance where you want to talk about a community divided, at least a section of it, where you've got people on this side of thesis and people on Matt's side in the community. And just, I tell you, that was a hell of a thing to witness and to participate in the cover. And it's, but in retrospect, that was a hell of a time in WordPress land. But 5 years later, I think for the most part, I mean, those of us who were there or witnessed it or who have read up on it, remember that it's happened, but we're not, you know, 5 years later, we're not still arguing about it and taking size, and we sort of moved on. And, you know, at least we could say that when these types of events happen, we find a way to get through them. I think we learn through our ways of discussion, even though some of the lessons we learn are actually turn out to be reminders of why are we even involved in these types of conversations to begin with, and sort of leads them to not participating in these types of conversations in the future. I mean, that's kind of a bad way of how things progress, but yeah, I mean, great example there.
Yeah, and that's just that's just to give an idea as to how long I've been around, even though you're not going to see me participating in some of the conversations on track, and you're not going to see me participating even in some of the more heated or even in some of the more relaxed comment threads. But I've been around for a while, even longer than that. And so that's just mainly to give a perspective as to how long I've been involved. And I know that there have been people who have been involved far longer who have probably seen some much stronger things. I don't know of what might be a larger thing than that, but that's one of them.
So WordPress is, I believe it's 12 years old. I mean, I should know this, because I think in 2013 it celebrated its 10 years. Yeah. Okay. So that makes sense. And you and I are talking about disagreements, arguing, debates, all in terms of WordPress. But Michelle Schulp of Martime Media told me, and it just, I've been thinking about this all the time now, where it's not a WordPress problem of all this civil discourse and disagreements and how to go about communicating effectively. It's a people problem. And I just thought, so it expand. This is more than just WordPress. I mean, I'm sure Drupal has experienced this in some ways or another, Joomla, many other open source projects, maybe even outside of open source projects, maybe within corporations or whatnot. But and I know you said to prepare for this sort of conversation, you sort of looked into and researched different open source management systems and communities to see if this has been a recurring theme. And what did you find out?
So I could talk for a long time about this, and I've been told that sometimes I can go on for a little while, so I won't do that.
All right.
I actually happen to have just a very succinct, very short couple of sentences that I'm going to read, and this is coming from the PHP community in general. This is not coming from an application that's written in PHP. This is not coming from a specific part of PHP. This is coming from people who have contributed something to the language. And I'm not going to mention any names because I'm not into playing that particular game, but I thought this was a fantastic quote. And it says, "And as a side note, I am tired of the fight. I'm tired of seeing people talk past each other on Twitter and then get into fights over nothing. I'm tired of trying to explain those misunderstandings only to get shouted at myself. I'm tired of playing jackass whisperer." And that's a comment, or that's a paragraph from a much longer article from someone who has had it much worse than anyone in WordPress that I've personally ever met. And I thought that it just really hit the nail on the head. How many of us can really identify with exactly what is being said here? And, you know, whenever you write a post that gets attention, it's going to get positive attention. It's going to get negative attention. It's going to get attention that has completely, it's totally irrelevant from whatever it is that the post is trying to say, which is a bummer. We can talk about that in a little bit. But the point is, this is not new. This is not unique to us. This is not something that's just happening within our community. This is something that has happened in much larger open source communities. I mean, I can only imagine what has happened with Linux over the past, I don't know how many decades, and they are surviving. And that's why I believe that WordPress is going to be able to survive, because at the end of the day, talking about things like a feature of WordPress is one thing. That is going to die down. That's going to become the way that it is. And it's software, and it's open source, so we can tweak it as needed. Now, there are larger social issues that we can talk about as well. And I will do my best to talk about those. However, I do think there are people who are better equipped to do so. But I think that in terms of the situation that we're finding ourselves in, one thing is, the biggest thing to take away is, this is not unique to us. You know, there's that line from Fight Club. You are not a beautiful and unique snowflake, and we're not. But we need to learn from what other people have gone through so that we can avoid these same mistakes. There's no need for us to be making these same mistakes that all these other open source communities are making.
You know, I get a kick every time something like this comes up, especially when it deals with a core change or deals with code inside of WordPress, and we have one of these debates, and almost every time, I mean, you could predict it. You know it's going to happen. Somebody's going to say, well, that's it. It's time to fork WordPress. I'm packing my bags. I'm taking the WordPress I like. I'm forking it, and I'm going to make something that's even better. 99% of the time, those forks never happen.
Yeah, And I'll, you know, to the forking problem, and I mentioned this in the post a little bit, that people use that as like this threat. I'm going to fork WordPress.
Well, that's exactly what it is. Like, it's a threat. It's like, okay, well, WordPress is open source. Go ahead. Good luck. I mean, and you know, if you look at the Linux community, and forking has actually benefited them. But, you know, there's a lot that goes into forking and making sure that your fork actually gets off the ground. But, in most cases, I've seen it as just being an empty threat. Nothing really comes out of it.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is that forking is part of, it's like an attribute of open source. It can't be a threat. It doesn't take the wind out of anyone's sails because WordPress itself was a fork. And that's what open source, that's part of what it affords to people. So when you say that you're going to fork WordPress, it's like more power to you. That's why it's licensed the way that it is. Would I love to see people stick around and continue to contribute to WordPress? Yeah, absolutely. But you have the ability to go and do that. So you're not, it's not a threat to anyone. It's not, you know, I don't want people to leave. I don't really want people to leave a community that they're passionate about. I wouldn't fault them if they did, given some of the conversations that we've had, especially for some of, you know, women or minorities or whatever. I wouldn't fault them, but I really don't want to see that happen because there's just so much good stuff that can come from it.
So I want to go back to this issue of WP drama. I actually had a rant about this on WordPress Weekly several episodes ago, and I take fault with it. It sort of angers me when I see people sort of register their WP Tavern to say I work for and I contribute to along with my partner Sarah Gooding, and we try our best to make it a fact-driven based website that covers everything that's going on in the WordPress ecosystem that we feel is worth. That our readers should know about. So we cover all types of different events. And it really bothers me when I see some people out there considering the Tavern website to be a source of WP drama. Now, that's certainly not my intention. It's certainly not Sarah's intention. We're just writing stories and opinions based on how we see them. We're gathering facts, we do our best to put together the most factual story that we can. And I think some of the drama, the title of drama or drama press comes from the comments that ensue from some of the articles of the stories that we cover. And I just wanted to ask you, personally, do you think the Tavern is contributing to this problem of maybe civil disobedience or poor civil discourse via the comment section on the articles where we've written about the customizer and people have passionately shown anger and resentment towards the decisions and things that are going on in WordPress?
So the short answer to that is no. I don't think that the Tavern is contributing to that. I think some people would disagree with me, but here's the way that I see it. I follow all of the Make blogs, all of the Make WordPress blogs, and they're, when you want to talk about like matter of fact, I mean, they're straightforward. Here's the work that we've done. Here's our links to the patches that we've done. Here's where you can talk about it if you want, but this is what you can expect coming down the pipeline in WordPress. Now, and then when I read the Tavern, I really like that you guys take what is going on in the Make blogs and other places in the WordPress community. And then you present it in a way that, I don't want to say it's more digestible, but it's tailored more towards a wider audience. Now, you guys definitely interject your opinion into some things, and I think that's fine. As an editorialist or journalist or whatever the phrase is, you know, even just as a blogger, I think it's fine to add your opinion onto it somewhere in the post. But I don't think that you guys are, like, fueling the fire or anything. You're just reporting on, as far as I'm concerned and from what I've seen, and I could, you know, be completely missing something, and if so, I'm happy to hear comments in the chat or on Twitter or whatever. You guys are taking what is basically on the Make blogs already, making it more digestible, and then allowing other people to talk about it.
Thank you. Someone understands us, finally, what we're doing. Oh, man, if we had a testimonial session, I'd definitely put that on there. Thanks a lot.
Well, yeah, finally. And I'm not, I've seen people, and I will even say this. Yesterday, I read a thing online where people said that in WordPress, they see other people sucking up to other WordPress people. And no respect to you, Jeff, but I'm not sucking up to you. I remember reading The Tavern, and then when The Tavern almost folded, it was like, okay, time to go find a new blog. And then The Tavern was resurrected, so I went back to reading The Tavern. It's not like I'm not sucking up for anything, because I know that if I did something that was significantly, like if I did some kind of jerk move, then you guys would happen to probably call me out on it. And you would
absolutely
do so. Yeah. So equal opportunity offended. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but I know that you would hold me accountable for my actions.
So let's go back. I want to talk about comments again, where I've dealt with this. You obviously have recently dealt with this, especially with your recent article. And that is the whole issue of commenting, moderation, and then this issue of censorship that sometimes people bring up. And I thought you and I could have a bit of a conversation here on, when do you moderate or when do you let things slide? And maybe let's talk about personal responsibility and how words are attached to names of those who comment, of those who, preferably, at least I prefer, are using their real names. Yes. And my thoughts on this is I am very relaxed. I'm very lenient mm-hmm. on the way I moderate the comments on my articles and other articles on WPTavern.com. I'll read them, I'll scan them, and unless they're dropping F-bombs or they're if they're just going way off keel, I'll delete them. But if mostly they're staying sort of on topic and they have crazy opinions or want to voice their opinions, I just approve them, because I'm a believer of, I don't care how crazy or insane your opinion or perspective is of something, it is important that it's there and we read all opinions and all voices and perspectives, because it gives us a better idea of how, of the group of people, of how they're thinking about a particular subject. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit there and I'm going to moderate comments to the point where it looks like you're only seeing one side of an opinion on something or mm-hmm. a news story. Mm-hmm. Now I have at times, based on dedicated readers who have made some complaints about people commenting on the site where they don't feel like it's on topic, or they're writing novels for whatever reason. They write these novels of comments that just go on a tangent on all these different things. Now I have, just to increase the quality and improve the comment section in general, I have taken care of some of those issues, but for the most part, I do a pretty good job of just being relaxed and moderating when necessary. Now, I think you sort of have the same take on how you moderate discussions on your site, but I know in this particular instance, you approved what I consider or other people consider a controversial comment. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your experience there.
So I'll try to go from kind of casting a wide net and then narrowing down a funnel into something that's a little more specific. And here's what I mean by that. What I've learned in running my own blog and in watching other people's blogs is that there is definitely a disconnect between, not always, but there's definitely a disconnect between what the post might say and then what the comments result in.
Yes.
I mean, it's a pretty weird phenomenon, but it's not that I don't understand it, because I think that posts are going to resonate with people in different ways, and they're going to bring up different feelings or psychological factors and things like that. And that's good. And so when it comes to comment moderation, my policy has pretty much always been I have the right to reserve comments, though I'm very, very relaxed about it. If you are going to come in and leave a comment that's full of profanity, either I will do what I can to just remove the excess of expletives, or I just won't approve it at all. And then secondly, there was a comment left about and again, I'm not going to mention names. Most of the people who are in the WordPress community are going to know who I'm talking about. But there was an extraordinarily, what I consider to be a misogynistic comment about a prominent female in the WordPress community. And it really, for whatever it's worth, it disappointed me and it hurt to see that for a number of reasons, which we'll come back to later. And as soon as I saw the comment, I privately contacted that person. See, this is the part of the story that no one sees. I privately contacted that person and I said, if you want this gone, I will happily take this down. But I was told that it was okay to leave it up because it helps to paint a more complete picture of the problem that we currently have going on in our community. And then I followed up with my response to said comment. Now, everyone talked about the comment that was approved, and I think that that's fine. I think that that's good. There was not a lot of talk about the response, and maybe I did a piss poor job of responding.
Totally no, you didn't. That. No, you didn't. I read your response, and in light of the comment that was there, for you to even respond to it is a miracle in and of itself. But the way you responded to it, I applaud you for that because it was a well written response, and it's a shame that not enough people focused on your response. They focus more on the original comment.
And it's not that I'm trying to bring the attention to me. It's that I'm trying to show that there are people in this community who we do care about one another. You know, yesterday, Siobhan, and I'm going to mess up the last name, and I'm going to go ahead and
I call it McCune, but
okay. No, well, I'll go ahead. She wrote a fantastic post about just the friends that you can make in this community. And, you know, I don't know if that was motivated. I don't know what motivated that particular post. I try not to speculate too much. But going back to the original question, so I approved that comment. I contacted the person privately to see if they wanted me to remove it, and they said no. And I will say that I think that having a complete picture versus this biased rosy red covered rose colored glasses through which we view the lens of WordPress.
Rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah, man, that's crap. Let's at least be real about it. And there are people who, you know, in the comments too, I'll own the fact that I made mistakes in how I responded to some people, especially when they're presenting comments and cases around women in technology. And this is something that's near and dear to me because I have been involved in technology since I was a kid. I went to school for it, and I'm bringing up two daughters who I want to have every opportunity, and so I just asked for more information on it. I think I came off a little more hostile than I wanted to, so I apologize. I meant no hostility. I meant just I want to learn as much about this topic as I possibly can, because from my position, they're like from a white male in technology, I will pursue information on my own, but for those who have been deeply entrenched in it, I'm fascinated to learn what you've experienced, and I hate what you've experienced, and I want to read posts and comments and papers and things that you've written on that so I can learn to help to better that. But in terms of that same comment, there were also subtweets that I saw coming out, and I wish that people would just address me directly, either via email, which some people did, via Twitter, which nobody did, and or via comments, which nobody really followed up. And the reason is, and in those subtweets, it was basically urging me to say, you know, the freedom, like, because I told the person, I said, because, you know, I want to honor your freedom of speech in order to say this, the tweet was something along the lines of, you know, this is your blog, not the public domain. And that's, I think that's a fair statement.
I wanted to tell our audience that as far as a subtweet goes, if you don't know what it is, it's commonly referred to or defined as the internet equivalent of talking about someone behind your back, or at least that's how people usually explain it without mentioning that person or story.
Yeah. And the thing is that it's not for me. Comment moderation, it really depends on just how severe it is. And I know that you can sit there and say, well, they're being misogynistic, that should be moderated, but these women are also coming to the rescue to defend this position, and there's men in the comments who are defending this position as well. And I think that that's something that we need to be able to handle. But anyway, so these subtweets come out, and I basically get called a poor moderator, and that's okay. I mean, if you're going to blog and you're going to put something out in the public, then you need to be able to take your hits just as much as you're able to take your praises. That's fine. I just wish it was more directly stated to me. But if you choose not to, that's perfect. You know, that's well within your ability. And so maybe I chose a poor, maybe it was me saying a poor choice of words, and that I believe in your right to have free speech. Again, it's not, you know, someone replied and said it wasn't the public domain. And, but here's how I see it. WordPress is the driving vision behind WordPress is to democratize web publishing. And what that means is it's trying to bring the ability for anyone and everyone who has something to say to be able to do so on the web freely. And a portion of being able to do that is to also leave a comment. And so it's not just about the author of a post. It's also about the people who are leaving comments. Now, whether or not an author of a blog opts to moderate a comment or not is within his or her ability to choose to approve it. And I think that that person, if there are personal attacks going on, also has the responsibility to ask the person being attacked if they want the comment to persist. And if they don't, then the respectful and act of integrity thing to do is to remove the comment. And if the other person says to leave it up, then so be it. But when you want to democratize web publishing and give people the ability to speak, you know, or give the ability to people to write freely on the internet, you have to kind of take all of, you have to take everything that comes with that, and comments are part of that.
And let's go back to the main part here, where the people, hopefully they're using the real name or a name that's trackable or could be tracked across various websites or whatever. Usually, if, you know, I appreciate people who put in their real names in my comment form and stand by the words that they say, but then again, their comments, their words, their opinions. The tavern is a pretty public place. I mean, there's a spotlight on it. It's one of the largest sites out there devoted to WordPress. Mm-hmm. And it shows up on the dashboard all over the place. So if you're going to leave mm-hmm. a comment on the tavern, that's a pretty high-profile place that your words are going to be published. And I think people need to start being more personally responsible in the way they participate in these discussions, instead of thinking they could say whatever it is they want. And I got to imagine that there's going to be repercussions down the line somewhere, because that stuff's going to be indexed by Google, the comments, as long as they're there and archived. And, you know, it's, if these people want to leave a comment on my site and they're going to say those things, I'm probably going to publish it and say, well, hey, that's on them. You know, that's personal responsibility. They shouldn't have said that. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's, it sort of goes back to the whole personal responsibility thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I, for whatever it's worth, the response to the post that I made has been somewhat, or the post that I wrote has been somewhat, it's weighed heavily on me for a week now. I mean, I spent time, I talked with some other people who I really, really trust.
Well, you even closed the comments down there for a bit.
Yeah, and I did close them, but it also hid them when I did so. And I didn't want that to happen, so I opened them back up. And I'm still getting comments. I'm getting comments today, which that's okay. I want people to continue talking as much as they want to. I may not always respond. That doesn't mean I don't read them. But, you know, to that point, I lost my train of thought. Respect to the comments, when people, if they, assuming that they're using their real name, and then these people show up at WordCamps or at meetups or things like that.
Awkward.
It could be a little awkward. And this whole thing has weighed really heavily on me, because I genuinely had the best of intentions in writing that post and trying just to say, hey guys, let's get our stuff together, treat each other a little bit better, let's move forward, talk more respectfully, and stop threatening to fork WordPress. Just do it if you're going to do it. And it turned into something that was much larger than I ever would have anticipated, which I'm not complaining about that, because it brings to light issues that are worth talking about. But I talked to people who were more involved, or they're involved in WordPress in a different way than I am. They are coming from different places than I am. They have experienced similar things that I have, or way worse things than I have. And I asked them, I even asked them, you know, do you think that I should even have a candid conversation about this, or will it add any kind of fuel to the fire? And all of them were all of them said that it was worth talking about. And so that's why I'm here today. And hopefully people take something good away from this. I do fear that sometimes it falls on deaf ears, and it will, because that's human nature. But hopefully people, whoever's listening, will all learn a little bit from this.
Yeah, I want listeners and whoever's out there listening, we're getting some cool comments on Twitter from live listeners. Thank you for taking some time on just listening to do two guys talk about the WordPress community. But Tom, when you and I were talking about having this conversation and talking about these various topics, you told me that you felt like you'd be putting targets on your back, which I was taken aback by that. And mm-hmm. I sort of can understand that. I've seen that sort of sentiment displayed by other people who maybe don't want to come on WordPress Weekly, or they don't want to actually write about it because they know that it's going to be a magnet for a bunch of vitriol and crap that they'll have to endure. So they don't publish it at all, which is mm-hmm. sad. Mm-hmm. But no one in the WordPress community or any community should feel that way, to fear being able to talk about and address things that you feel are important to you, that you feel that, you know, could have a positive impact on other people. Mm-hmm. So why did you, what makes you feel that way, that you would have these targets on your back?
I felt that way because if you had asked me this question before the comments and said, hey, do you think that you've painted a target on my back? I would say, why would you think that? All I've tried to do is to contribute my personal opinions on how I observe the industry from someone who's making a living off of WordPress. After the comments, it's evident that we are attacking each other. Men are attacking women verbally, and I know from talking with other women, they're being attacked in other ways. That's probably a topic for them to talk about more than me. And I feel like maybe I have contributed more to drama press than try to improve it. And that bums me out, if I have to be honest. I'm totally going emo right now, so we can cue some dashboard confessional.
So there's going to be some memes generated after that. So who's something that you and I were talking about where we have this issue, and I've seen it to particular prominent female members of our community where they deal with a lot of crap. I mean, they deal with a lot of things, and there are comments put their way that they should never have to read. They should never have to hear. It's totally not cool. And, Tom, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm a white male. I'm in this situation. I don't know how to code, but this is sort of a little bit off the WordPress track here, but I don't mm-hmm. know how to sort of kind of explain or show that a significant portion of us, and it doesn't have to be white males, but I mean that people like you and I are color, ethnicity, gender, whatever, blind, that we just want to see WordPress succeed. We want it to be awesome. We want to talk about code and methods and development strategies and cool plugins and themes, and not have to – none of that stuff should matter, and yet so many people bring it up when they shouldn't. I don't understand.
I can't say that I necessarily understand either. And even talking about, even broaching this subject makes me a little intimidated, because the thing is, I'm a little afraid that I'm going to come off or I'm going to say something that will paint the perspective that I have and the conviction that I hold around this in a wrong light, or the thoughts aren't going to be fully developed. So I'll do the very best that I can. But as someone who, you know, I am a programmer. That's how I spend my days. I went to an engineering school. When I was at my school, they were starting, so I was in the College of Computing at the school that I went to, and during my time there, they spun up a program called Women of CC, which is Women of College of Computing, in an effort to get more women involved in computer science. And they would, I mean, and it worked. Like, while I was there, I watched more and more females getting into computer science of all ethnicities. I mean, it's not just... it wasn't just whites, it was of all ethnicities, and that's fantastic. And then when I got out and worked, there were women on my team, there were C-level women execs, there were women to whom I would report, there were, you know, and so there are little pockets of technology in which women are involved, but overall, across the technology spectrum, it is taking a simple slice of what you see in a field in which you've worked and then trying to apply that across the board commits the fallacy of hasty generalization. We still have a long way to go. And just because we see, you know, Melissa Mayer at the head of Yahoo, that doesn't mean that there aren't women who aren't getting treated negatively, to use a term extraordinarily lightly, you know, that's an understatement, in this industry. And the reason I get intimidated to talk about this is because I'm not trying to come off like I understand, and I'm not trying to come off like I'm a cheerleader for this, but what I'm trying to say is that I recognize that there's a problem, and from my position, I would love to do everything it is that I can to help. I just am having to educate myself on the best ways to do that, especially, and we can talk about this more later, but especially I've got two girls who I'm raising, and I want them to be strong and independent thinkers, and I want them to have every opportunity available. I've read that, you know, some girls don't get into computers because when they were young, they were never told that that was even an option for them, and that sucks. Like, I don't know. I would love to chat with someone about why you would teach your daughter that. Why can't they? A woman should be able to be just as much of a mechanic as a male. And if you know, my girls want to play sports, then so be it. I mean, I can't teach them because I'm not the athletic type in terms of, you know, whatever. But if they want to get into computing, that's great. And in terms of their education, my wife and I are already talking about starting education technology in turn as early as kindergarten. We're looking at curriculum even if they have for that. But the point is that as genderless and ethnically blind as we can be as two white males, we're never going to be able to fully understand how women, I think, are treated. We are going to witness it, and we are going to hear about it. But I'm sitting here talking about being bummed out because of some comments that I've had where there are women who are getting emails that are asking for highly inappropriate content, or they're being told, or they're being threatened in ways that we cannot possibly imagine, and that I think any male with integrity would never stand for it, especially were this to happen in public. And I do think that there are things that we need to do as men to educate ourselves more about this problem, to help the cause, not to try to come in and take over or to come in and say, hey, we've got the solution, but to listen to the women who are explaining it, let them, you know, I don't know if spearhead the movement is the right thing, but to learn from them and to team up with them and to partner with them and to help shine a light on this. So,
and it's a very complex problem that doesn't have a very easy solution, and there's different facets to it, and you can't just throw a bunch of women in the tech and think everything's just going to be fine. It's a cultural thing. It's a line of thinking. It's the way we've been doing things for so long that drastically has to change, and you can't change that overnight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's a paradigm shift. It's a culture shift. It's whatever you want to call it. And the thing is that in our field, it's worldwide. I mean, we've got contributors from all over the world, and that's awesome. But I think that there's also our work cut out for us, and us being people, not just us being the males in technology, but people. And conversely, you know, I'm not saying I want to force computing down, you know, I don't want to force my girls down the route of computing, but I want to say, here is this amazing array of opportunity that lies before you. And I, as your father, will go to doubt, go to bat with you to make sure that you are given every opportunity to pursue whatever it is that you want to do in your life and achieve that. Because the compiler doesn't care who's writing the code. It's a program. And so why should we? And maybe that's poor reasoning, but it's a bummer to see just how nasty things can get.
Yeah, so sort of wrapping this all up, bringing it back around, you know, WordPress is, and this is something I found interesting, where WordPress is 12 years old now. It's a 12-year-old software project. Fascinating, fantastic that an open source project can last that long. And there's others out there that have lasted for as long or longer, but just sort of a great accomplishment. But, you know, in the earlier years of covering WordPress, it was new businesses that were just starting to flourish within the WordPress community, and new, really cool, awesome new plugins and themes that were going on, and talking about business strategies. And a lot of this stuff still sort of takes place today, but I've noticed that a lot of the interesting things that are going on with WordPress and its development are around psychological or sociological stuff, human nature, emotional, definitely issues with communication. How can we communicate better since text is very hard to derive context from and emotion? And that's one of the things that I would say one of the things that commonalities over all these years, definitely around when some of these passionate arguments and decisive fronts show up, usually come back to, I don't want to say improper, but maybe communicating it in the wrong way, or communicating it in a way where people mistakenly assume it to be bad or take it the wrong way. I think we're still working on that. I think everybody can work on improving their means of communication. I think communication is a big reason why we get involved in some of these arguments. Because if you put a couple of words together, depending on the situation and everything, it could derail everything. And next thing you know, we're all arguing about this this decision because of this is the way he said it. I've noticed that. I mean, have you sort of seen the same thing?
Yes. I mean, if I can. I mean, it's funny that you asked this right now. There's a couple of tweets that have shown up in my stream. One of them says that I think it's best not to make harassment, et cetera, a gender issue. There's no need to act like white knights. And that is exactly what I'm trying not to do. I'm not trying to act like a white knight coming in to save the day. I'm just trying to say that I want to help. That's all. You know, that's the bottom line. I want to help. And then someone else has asked, is there gender harassment in the WordPress community? And is there gender harassment in the WordPress community? I think that would be an understatement. I think
there's harassment of all kinds.
I mean, I think that, I mean, I don't even know where to, yes, there is gender harassment. There's harassment in the WordPress community, and in some pockets of the community, it's extraordinarily bad. But going back to what you've mentioned about, you know, communicating, I think you're right. And I think it's something we should all get better about. We're all people. I mean, we are talking via Twitter, we're talking via blogs, we're talking via comments and things like that. And I think that we're so quick to type up something quickly and hit enter, and without proofing it, without sleeping on it, without leaving comments, etc., that we don't necessarily think about how it's going to be received or interpreted. And that is something that we can all work to improve. Some people are better than others, that's for sure. And I think some people mature over time, and it's evident by reading a blog. And some people, you know, maybe they opt not to comment, maybe they opt not to have comments. But whatever the case, I don't think that people who truly care about self-edification are not going to sit idle and try to just leave things as they are. They're going to look around and learn from the people around them, which is extraordinarily valuable, and then move forward from there.
So I gotta say, I followed your work for a long time. I really enjoy the things you published. It's sort of interesting how, you know, a couple of years ago, 1 or 2 years ago, I mean, you're writing sort of a similar post, but this time you're saying, hey, let's not say patch is welcome. Let's say patches are welcome, which I heard from the late Kim Parcell, and she was right how that was more more of a positive thing to say, that patches are welcome. Sort of saying, hey, you know, patches are welcome. And you've also written articles on saying on basically the community saying, hey, let's stop telling people immediately they're doing it wrong.
Yes.
Let's stop being dismissive to other people. So I've appreciated your work, and you're sort of like, I look at you as the guy that shows up at the right time and says, hey, let's chill out and look in the mirror and reflect and realize maybe we're doing some things wrong here. Maybe we can be better. Let's try and approach it a different way instead of maybe telling people they're doing it wrong outright, you know, which can come across as an insult to some people. And, you know, the first thing they want to do is be defensive. And once you start getting defensive in the beginning of a conversation, I mean, it's very hard to steer the ship back on track. So, after everything you've been through and writing this post, are you going to stay out of talking about, are you ever going to publish another post discussing the WordPress community and your thoughts on it and the like?
I think that's a great question because it's something that I've rolled over in my head a lot.
And I say that because in this particular instance with the customizer and all the conversations that were taking place on the track ticket and then the comments on the Tavern website, there were a lot of people who, after it simmered down, said, you know what, I wasn't going to get involved with that because I just want to work and do awesome things. And, and I can see where that makes sense, that you don't want to get involved in this drama or whatever else is going on because you got work to do. You got bills to pay. You just want to make cool stuff and let those other people discuss whatever it is they want to talk about. But in an odd sort of way, it's also, well, you're a calm, well-mannered, looked-upon leader in this community. And if you don't want to step up and say, hey, this is wrong, or this is why things are going the way it is, and try and right the ship and get everybody back on stage, I mean, I think that's also a disappointing factor of the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I have thought, am I going to bother writing about this kind of stuff, or am I going to go back to writing my just developer post, which either insight comment thing, hey, thanks for the code, or they're going to say, hey, that's not bad, but maybe you want to try it this way, which that carries value in its own way. But yeah, I think that it would be like how bogus of me to say, don't fork WordPress, don't stop participating, don't run away. Just work on maturity a little bit, and then yet I step away. That would not be very honest of me. And so I think that over time I probably will write more perspective posts on how I view WordPress, in terms of how I handle comments, and in terms of, you know, I moderate comments more. I don't know. I'll probably still follow the same protocol that I have now, which is if it gets into personal attacks, I will ask the person who's being attacked if they want it up or not, and then I will respect their wishes. And then in terms of, are things, you know, more controversial topics in general, will I write about? I think it just depends on how WordPress opts to go and the direction in which it takes and the direction in which people take. But, you know, even in talking about this kind of stuff, I'm sure that there's things that I've miscommunicated, or I haven't done such a hot job of talking about. And so I think the best is, try to believe the best from where I'm coming from rather than assuming the worst, because I think that is something that a lot of people do. We assume the worst rather than believe the best. And if we were to do the latter, I think that could help, you know, try to empathize and understand where they're coming from. That could go so far in terms of trying to better things. But will it happen? You know, I don't know. That's up to that person.
And I think that's a good mantra to live by. At least that's one of the initial changes that everybody could try and work on and implement first, is assume the best of intentions. You know, the core team is not here to do their best to derail and fail the project. I mean, it's I have a hard time believing that. I mean, and we got to learn to, one of the things that that's actually been successful for me is, and you've sort of been in this area, you're in that gray area. You're in, you know, there's a black and white issue, and you're in that gray area. You're in the middle. Now, you know, as far as I'm concerned, sometimes I have very strong opinions and thoughts and perspectives on a particular issue. But in most cases, I try and stand in the middle. That way, if I see a good argument here, well, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I'm on your side. And then somebody else makes a great counter argument. Okay, now I'm on your side. See, I can be, my decision can change based on the arguments presented if they're well thought out and, you know, they make sense to me. But for some people out there, they're set in their ways. This is what I think. You cannot change my mind, and I will fight to the death to let you know about it and to do my best to change it. And I think we have, you know, there's too many of those individuals, I think, in the WordPress community that just want to have it done in their way. And if you're not doing it in your way, then they're going to do everything they can to let you know about it, to remind you, to keep dragging their feet on it. And it just doesn't turn out very well. And it's sort of, it becomes poisonous to the other people around, where now we're always in defense mode and these people keep bringing up stuff like, come on, okay, we understand where you're coming from. There are ways that we could try to work around it, make it better, add a filter, add a hook, add a plugin. We could do something, but let's move on. Let's not just drudge on this forever.
Mm-hmm. And which raises the question of, if there's people that are like that and we're very aware that they're like that, then why do we bother responding to them?
Well, that's now you raise an interesting question, as in, do we call these people out? Do we say, hey, look, you know, you've been on this thread, this thread, this thread, it's time for you to chill out. I mean, do we call these people out? I don't know. I mean, that's, I know, I don't think I've done that before. I don't know. That's kind of a slippery slope there.
I don't have an answer to it. It's a question that I think about a lot. Sometimes I wonder if it's a fool's errand, and sometimes I wonder if people aren't honestly that receptive. Like, are they receptive to hearing things like that? And I think some people are, and I think some people aren't. And it's, I don't have a solution to that right now, but I think that it's something that we're going to continue to see more of before we see less of it. I do think that we're kind of on the upward side versus at the cusp of, you know, if this was a curve, we're still moving uphill. And we will need to, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And I think that as a community, we could all do a better job in trying to, I don't want to say protect one another, but be more inviting to other people and also not put up with stuff. But the problem with not putting up with stuff online is that you come across as if you're arguing or fighting or, man, I don't know, however you want to spin it, people are going to receive it and interpret it in those ways. And the best, you know, to your point about someone argues this way and then you change your mind, and that's great. I mean, I think people should approach issues with an open mind, weigh the pros and cons of that or weigh whatever arguments are presented, and then go with it. One phrase that I really like that is by Jeff Atwood, who is a famous programmer. He's on Twitter at CodingHars. He has a post about strong opinions weakly held. And I love that phrase, because I may have a strong opinion about something, but I'm not strongly holding on to it. I am completely open to changing it and discussing it and then moving on to the next issue. But I definitely am comfortable hanging out in the gray area. And if someone was to press me on a number of given issues, I would say, I don't know. And I'm comfortable with that. And some issues I definitely have an opinion on.
Yeah, on Siobhan's post that we had mentioned earlier, that just a wonderful post. She raised a number of great issues in there. The biggest takeaway from that is, yeah, there's a lot of negativity going around in the WordPress community right now, but there's also a lot of great people. There are a lot of great people doing a lot of great and awesome things and being able to converse, discuss, debate, all in a healthy nature, and being able to see each sides and talk together and make and work on solutions that maybe both parties can benefit from. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people making friends and lifelong friends through the WordPress community. And this, mm-hmm. one of the first comments I thought was really cool about was by Topher DeRosa. And he says, quote, fantastic. Well said. I was just thinking the other day how recently it seemed that the WordPress community was one big happy family, and now it seems one big snark fest. In actuality, I think it's both. All the time, families are like that, end quote. And I think that's just wrapped up in a nutshell. We're just, this is just, WordPress is just one big family, and we're going to have the snark fests and the debates and everything else. I mean,
the crazy uncles.
At least at the so-called family reunions at these work camps, things are pretty, you know, those are family reunions I want to go to. I hope it stays that way.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Topher, I think that's a really good way of looking at it. I do think that there are some outliers, as I've heard of put, exceptions can tend to prove the rule. And so there are times where there's going to be the people who you're like, yeah, I don't know if you really get how this operates, but that's an opportunity for education. You know, let's help people. Let's educate them a little bit. I'm not talking about taking them out, you know, behind the school at 3 p.m. and throwing a few punches. I'm just talking about, hey, man, or hey, you know, woman, or hey, person.
hey, you.
Yeah. Hey, you. This isn't really how we conduct ourselves in this community. We'd love to have you, but here's the rules that we play by.
Well said. So we've talked about just a whole bunch of things, and the reason why I wanted to do this is I just thought it would be great if we got to hear some of your emotions and the state and some more thought behind the words that you published the other day on your site, which hit a nerve for a lot of people. In a good way. And it was actually a good discussion that happened out of it until things got a little crazy, which they oftentimes do. But I also wanted to talk about some other issues because you, like me, have been involved in the WordPress community and you've sort of looked at things and read things and sometimes participate in things, some of the things that are considered drama and some of these events in WordPress. So I just thought it'd be nice to talk about behavior we've witnessed both on your comment forum, my comment forum. And I just think just talking about these things was a good idea. So I just want to say thanks again for taking some of your time out to talk about all these different issues with me. And I really hope you continue to write awesome things on your site. And please, anytime you feel like the WordPress community needs a spanking, please write about it. You know, I enjoy that.
Okay. Well, I will do my best not to back off. I may let things calm down a little bit, and I'm totally, for whatever it's worth, you know, as we're closing, man, I'm open to feedback. If people want to email me or tweet me, you know, you can email me at tommcfarland.com/contact. You can tweet me at tommcfarland on Twitter. I genuinely had the best of intentions. I want to know more about some of the issues that other people are facing within our community, and what I can do, you know, from where I sit in my little corner of the northern suburbs of Atlanta, and or even speaking at word camps and things like that, I'm all for that. It's like you've said earlier, it's a complex problem, and complex problems are not solved with simple solutions. It's going to be a multi-step process, I think.
I know the answer to this. WordPress becomes self-aware and writes itself.
And then we all run away, and then WordPress is just running the web.
Yes, and then we all become one happy family protecting ourselves against WordPress. Now we're all united in the same cause.
It's like the Walking Dead, except instead of zombies, we've got like self-aware software. We've got the Terminator, and the Terminator is WordPress. So that's our apocalypse.
You have been moderated.
Yeah, exactly. You are spam.
Oh, brother. Okay, so before we wrap it up here, Tom, are there any WordPress events that you're planning on going to soon that people can see you in person, and also give us some details on how we can follow you both at your blog and on Twitter?
Yeah, sure. I'm afraid to talk about where I'm going. No, I'm kidding. I am right now planning to attend WordCamp Tampa at the end of September.
Sweet. I will see you there.
Oh, finally, dude. We haven't actually met face-to-face. We have not met face-to-face. So planning to be there, and I'm stoked to meet a lot of the people who I've met over the past few years there. I'll be speaking on the developer track. Tomorrow I will be speaking to about the WordPress coding standards with Brian Richards, WP Sessions. You can find out more about that at wpsessions.com. You can find me on the web at tommcfarland.com. You can probably find me in the comments of the post that we're talking about. And then my company is Pressware, which you can find at pressware.co, like the Pressware company versus .com. And you can also, if you're looking for gifts or if you have an affinity for gifts, then I also do run Dev Practices, which is devpractice.es, which is just a day in the life of a programmer as illustrated by GIFs, because that's what the internet was made for.
Apparently, as I've seen and I've been accustomed to. So you could find me at follow me at Jeffro, JFR0. I will be hopefully at WordCamp Columbus next weekend. So looking forward to that. And then I will be at Prestige in August in Minneapolis. September, I will be at WordCamp Tampa. And in October, I'm going to WordCamp Hampton Roads in Virginia Beach. So that's my schedule. And show notes and appropriate links to the things we talked about on this show, episode, special, ABC special. Oh, something like that. After school special, I guess. Will be posted on WPTavern.com. Tom, thanks a lot. Thanks again for being on the show, and all the best to you.
Yeah, definitely, Jeff. I appreciate it. And for the rest of you in the WordPress community, you're all awesome. Let's get our act together and keep building awesome software.